Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. An internal slide presentation from the CDC provides some new details on the threat of the COVID-19 Delta variant. As NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports, one chart shows the strain is as contagious as chickenpox.
The document, obtained and published by The Washington Post, shows an estimate that 35,000 vaccinated Americans may be getting COVID-19 every week. There is also a glimpse at data CDC Director Rochelle Walensky cited this week when advising fully vaccinated people wear masks indoors. At an outbreak on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, vaccinated and unvaccinated people had nearly the same amount of virus. With previous strains, vaccinated people who contracted COVID-19 had much lower levels of virus, meaning they were less contagious. With Delta, that may now have changed. CDC has promised to release detailed data from this outbreak soon. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
The Biden administration is making a renewed push to get more Americans vaccinated against COVID. The federal government's roughly 4 million workers will be required to show proof they've been vaccinated or follow rules on masking, weekly testing, and other restrictions. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Largely unvaccinated people continue to spread the virus, and until we have more people who are vaccinated and are curbing the spread, there needs to be proper protocols to keep Americans safe.
Jean-Pierre also says the administration is doing what it can to help the nation's renters. A moratorium on evictions during the pandemic expires on Saturday. An Arkansas Circuit Court judge is ordering the state to resume federal pandemic unemployment assistance to thousands of eligible workers. From member station KUAF, Jacqueline Froelich has that story.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson recently ended emergency benefits for nearly 70,000 eligible workers, claiming jobs are now plentiful. Unemployed workers sued the governor, arguing the state legislature must take action to terminate the program. A Pulaski County Circuit Court judge sided with workers, represented by Kevin DeLibon, an attorney with Legal Aid of Arkansas.
The judge ruled that the state of Arkansas, the governor didn't have authority to terminate participation in the federal unemployment programs.
Of two dozen states that slashed federal unemployment benefits, three have been ordered by the court to resume payments. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville.
On Wall Street, stocks rebounded from losses earlier in the session to close broadly higher. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 153 points, the Nasdaq rose 15, and the S&P 500 added 18 points. U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading. This is NPR News. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is urging the governor of Texas to rescind a directive that allows state troopers to pull over vehicles suspected of carrying migrants. Abbott argues that the policy is meant to prevent migrants from spreading COVID-19 in his state. His crackdown on migration includes jailing people who cross the border without permission and charging them with state crimes. Former U.S. Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, who served six terms, including as chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, has died at the age of 87. Levin had been suffering from lung cancer. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Carl Levin, who retired in 2015, was Michigan's longest-serving U.S. senator. The Democrat took pride in finding bipartisan solutions to problems, particularly when it came to the nation's defense. Known for his rumpled appearance and for peering over his glasses at witnesses during hearings, he was one of the leading voices on military budgets and on foreign policy broadly, and he played a key role in the 2008-2009 rescue of the U.S. auto industry. Before winning his Senate seat, Levin served 8 years on the Detroit City Council. While in the Senate, his older brother, Sander Levin, represented Michigan in the U.S. House. The two served together in Washington more than three decades. Don Gagne, NPR News.
Sponsors are lauding USA gymnast Simone Biles for having the courage to put her mental health before her sport. Biles withdrew from team competition at the Tokyo Games, citing the need to concentrate on her mental health. This is NPR News.